Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
One, two, three. It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live.
Knicks win! Knicks win! Knicks win!
What up, Knicks fans? Game one against the Pacers in the books, Barry motherfucking D. What up, Barry motherfucking D?
Okay.
I don't know what's up, Craig. I don't know what that was. And good day to Blanderson fucking Hooper, you motherfucker.
Good day to you as well, Craig.
Brunson, another 40-piece. Hart is the fucking man. DiVincenzo. And a weird ending to the Knicks-Pacers game, but we fucking win.
That's all that matters.
A lot of questionable calls, and at the end, it was a weird fucking ending, but we pulled through. Jalen is fucking unbelievable. What was the stat they showed tonight? He's amongst which players to have four 40-point games?
Bernard King, Michael Jordan, and then Jerry West has six. So he's tied with Bernard King and Michael Jordan, and he's two behind Jerry West.
So how long until we can say he's better than LeBron? Now?
Probably never, but, you know, I mean...
Well, we relaxed again. Did we not, Barry? Did we relax tonight? And we fucking came through.
Yeah, I have about 27 texts from you that just say, relax. Relax. And yeah, I got the same ones in game six as well. So, you know, whatever works, man.
I was in the same position tonight, and it worked. I relaxed. I relaxed you guys every time out.
Yep,
and
Blandy,
shut
it.
The fuck up when you say, do you know how to type anything else? That's
what's going
ridiculous.
On? You want me?
Blanderson, do me a favor. Shut your face.
Yeah, I want you to shut your face. Guys, bet online so we don't forget. It's your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, the NBA, and the NHL playoffs. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. You can get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online where the game starts.
Here comes
Barry.
The money.
Here we go.
Lead us off, Barry. What do you got? You got some stats there? You're looking in something.
No, I was just looking over the box score, but before I look at the box score too closely, I mean, Josh Hart just had his imprint over this entire fucking game. I mean, I tweeted it out, and I said that Josh Hart is like a cheat code sometimes, because he is. It's like, you know, they make a good defensive stop, and you think the play is over, and then he just gets himself in there, and they get a second chance point. He'll kick out of OG for a three, or he'll get a putback, or... On defense, he's just everywhere, grabbing rebounds. How many times do we see him run down the court and finish it himself? He got a couple of N1s in there. He was just amazing. And, I mean, this team, obviously the team is on Brunson's back, but this team wouldn't be who they are or where they are without what Josh Hart has been doing, not only this postseason, but the whole time he's been a Knick. You know, it's amazing. And I don't care. He had five turnovers, and the turnovers that he gets are really frustrating. But it's like, this dude comes through in so many other ways that it's like, okay, you get an allowance, you get a pass. You know, it's just awesome, the life he breathes into this team.
Yeah, 24 points, 13 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 steals, 1 block. 9 for 13 from the field, 48 minutes. Another full game he played. The Villanova Knicks. The Villanova Knicks hit 92 points tonight.
I love it. The last time Josh Hart played less than 40 minutes in a game was April 11th. That's how far back you got to go. And he played every single minute of the game, 3 out of the last 6 games, and one of those games included an overtime session. This guy is, I mean, he's made of iron. And just doesn't quit, you know. He doesn't break down.
And I saw a bite from Thibodeau. I think it was after the Sixers series, saying that, you know, not one Knick was going to be able to replace Julius Randle, who's, you know, an All Star, a second team All NBA, and I don't know. I do. He said it was going to be a group effort, but I don't know. Josh Hart's doing a pretty fucking good job just straight up replacing him in the starting lineup at the power forward position. Is he the power forward? We don't know. Doesn't matter.
Sometimes he is, but most of the time he's not, because Oji's up there.
Those are Julius numbers, and the defense, the rebounds, the 3-point plays, how strong
he is. So many little special things where if a guy that wasn't like your star player, if a guy made one of the plays in a game that he makes, it's like a play that you remember that you call back. And he has so many of them throughout the games. The free throw line, when he was trying to make that 3-point play and he misses the free throw.
No, and he gets his own rebound
and puts it back. You never see that. You never see, especially in a tight game like this. I mean, that's rule number one, you know, high school basketball, box out the shooter, especially in a tight game, especially Josh Hart, when you know he's looking for the rebounds. I mean, just play after play, this guy, for me, without a doubt, the player of the game.
Yeah, he didn't tie the game there, by the way. I don't know if you said he tied the game, but that was when they
fucked up the score.
Idiots. That happened twice, by the way, tonight. And what made it worse was the announcers were going by the score in the box. So they were like, the game is tied.
Right.
Breen and Clyde Frazier. Breen would not say the game was tied in that situation. He'd call it out.
Yeah. Breen sees
Whoops, Landy.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you were trying to get in there.
No.
But yeah, how about the ending to that game? First of all, let's give Brunson some props, man. When we needed to come back, he put the team on his back. And
absolutely.
He hit his first three of the game late in the game.
I mean, when did he check back in the fourth quarter? Was there 9 minutes, like something between like 9 and 10 minutes left? And he had like 22 points at that point.
Yep.
And what did he finish with? 43. I mean, just so
21
what a performance.
Points in those final like 8 minutes.
Yeah. Unreal. Hit all of his free throws when he got to the line in the fourth quarter. Super clutch. Big shots.
Yeah, they were down 5, and I think they were down 5, and he hit the 3, or 7, and he hit the 3. Just when they needed a bucket, he wasn't afraid. Obviously, we know he's not afraid, but he either took a 3 or drove the lane and did what he knows. He played smart. You know, he was taking those mid-range shots or shots within the under in the paint that he knows he's going to hit most of the time.
Yeah, and to what you were about to say before about the weird ending to the game, the weird calls, the weird challenges. I mean, go back even further in this game when Josh Hart had a play when he basically like avoided contact of Siakam going to the basket and they called a foul on him. The Knicks decide not to challenge. I didn't think it was a foul, but they don't challenge the call. And Siakam misses the free throws, which was awesome. It's like, all right, I guess they didn't need the challenge. And then shortly after that, they use their challenge when Brunson throws his body into Miles Turner.
Yeah, and they overturned
which looked
that.
Like a foul. And then they overturned that
what
one.
The
so
hell?
It's like everything was like backwards.
Okay.
And then that call at the end, which I guess they ended up calling a moving screen on Miles Turner. If I was a Pacers fan, I would be fucking pissed. To me, it didn't look like a foul. I thought that was going to get overturned.
What about the kicked ball?
Well, I think
it is
a foul, I think, but it's hard to call that in that situation.
It's hard to call that. Yeah, I would be pissed as a Pacers fan.
What about the kicked ball? You can't challenge a kicked ball. That wasn't a kicked ball.
That
was not a kicked ball.
That was a horrible call.
So,
yep.
Yeah, but yes, those were bad. I mean, obviously, and then the one
report should be interesting.
This isn't as bad, but they made Tibbs use that fucking challenge on a play where it was clearly off the guy's foot. Like,
yep, the
they
ball
shouldn't
changed
call,
direction.
They,
should,
they can't just guess. You can't just fucking guess. You call it a jump ball if you don't know.
The ref who
and then I think if it's a jump ball, they can like go and look at it.
The ref who was there didn't make the call, right? It was somebody down on the other side of the court, right?
Yeah.
Or was it the guy on the baseline?
No, the announcers said he should have never made that call because he didn't have the angle to
clearly went off his foot.
But hold on, the Halliburton steal that they called a foul on and they showed the replay, I swear he hit his arm. I don't know.
I don't know. From that angle that they kept showing it at from like behind Brunson, it looked like that. But there was one angle they'd show before. I think he could have got all ball there.
Really?
Yeah.
I wasn't seeing
it. It was wacky.
Is that right?
And in a game that's so important, you know, you want to take game one. You don't want to start having to play this series from behind. It's so crucial to be decided by all like this type of stuff. yeah, it's going to be hard to fall asleep in Indiana tonight.
I mean, just shows you, like, you know, we're probably going to get another fucking stressful series. So,
yeah, and a different series. I mean, how different did this game feel? Every game going against Philadelphia was a slugfest. It was hard fought, just battling with each other. This game was a fast paced.
Yeah, this was game, the opposite.
Back and forth, just the opposite. Yeah, God. It was not
Pacers don't
grinding
stop.
And pounding. Yeah, it was just running up and
do
down
not
the floor.
Stop. There's
they
just,
get out so fast
constant.
In transition. You know, the Knicks miss a shot. They already have two guys down the floor. It's amazing how quick they get down the court.
Yeah, like you said, it was different. Like, there was a very big defensive battle against the Sixers. I think the defense, it played into the game towards the end of tonight.
Oh, the Knicks had incredible defense down the stretch. OG Anunoby had so many huge defensive stops in the fourth quarter of this game. He was incredible.
I was impressed by the Pacers' D. I didn't think that the Pacers' D would be as good as it was. Although, I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but they were really, really physical with Brunson on the inbounds plays, like, for a lot of the game. I guess it was Nembhard that was on him. And the refs let a lot of that go towards the end.
Well, yeah, I mean, they know that that's what they have to do. Look, they're pesky, and what do you want to do? You want to get under a player's skin, you know, you want to aggravate him, and that's what they do. I mean, look, full court pressure throughout most of the game by this team. It was like a college game in that sense. You know, TJ McConnell, you know what he does, and he always seems to kill the Knicks whenever they play him, no matter what team he's playing for, his entire career.
What
feels
do you have,
like
18
that.
Points?
Yeah, he finished with like 18 points.
I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Who's that?
TJ McConnell.
Yeah. One thing I am nervous about, the numbers don't really show it tonight, but I felt like our bigs were having a hard time because their bigs are really quick. And even Obi is really quick to rebound. We weren't getting the offensive rebounds we usually do. We looked slow on that, but we out-rebounded them, which is shocking to me. We out-rebounded them 40-32. It felt like they were out-rebounding us the whole game. But, I mean, it's a big change of pace to go from, like, Embiid and the Sixers, who were, like, fucking slow in the front court, to these guys who are super young and super quick. And I think we have to get better at rebounding and offensive rebounding to beat them, because I think that made a big difference in this game. They had 7 offensive rebounds. Offensive rebounds, we had 8. Like, did not feel that way. Do you guys want to hear some voicemails?
Sure.
Yeah, let's go through
let's
some.
Let's hear this.
I don't want to play the ones from last week yet. Let's just see if we want to at the end of the show. Let's just stick with tonight for now.
Okay. Here
which will go. Be the first 3 I sent you, Jay, and the last one.
Okay. Wait, you sent me 3 total, right?
No, I just sent another one. I'm sorry. You have 4 total now.
Oh, okay. So hold on.
I'm sorry, 5.
What?
Dude, look in the chat.
I'm looking in the chat.
You actually have 6 voicemails in the chat.
6 voicemails? What are you talking about? Holy shit.
4 from tonight.
Where the hell did all these come from?
4 from tonight, 2 from last week.
All right,
hold on. The ones from last week say Pacers on them.
I did not initially get
But they shouldn't say Pacers. They should say Sixers. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing tonight.
I got
voicemail
1.
Don't read the ones that say Pacers.
Wait. Voicemail 1, voicemail 2, voicemail 3.
Yep, and then the one with the random phone number.
Then there's one with a random phone number. There's one that says Pacers voicemail. And then Pacers voicemail 2. Okay.
Yeah, this is exhilarating.
All right, I got them all. So I'm just going with voicemail 1?
Sure.
I'm here with mother-in-law, and we're watching the game.
All right, so that was Ralph. That did not come through well.
A little hard to hear, but Ralph is watching the Knicks game with his mother-in-law.
Okay.
Usually he has good reception. What's going on?
I don't know, Ralph. Ralph, what's happening?
Is he in Mississippi? Was he calling from Mississippi?
Maybe it's different reception. In Texas?
Right, but wasn't he going to Mississippi?
The next one is from him, too. So play the next one.
It's where... Man, Knicks win. You say, Mama. Good night, guys.
Okay.
It's good to hear Ralph calling a Knicks win. I couldn't not play that. We haven't had that in a little bit. Landy, hit the next voicemail.
All right.
As I think promised, this is... the other night, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, we eaten Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers up this series. Let's fucking go.
Mm.
Now, do we know who
how about,
that is?
How about that Tyrese Halliburton box score? I think that's Dan.
Dan?
Okay. Tyrese Halliburton, 6 points, took six shots.
Yeah, he was a minus 12. He did not really have a good game. But he struggled in the playoffs. His shot has kind of disappeared in the playoffs.
Hmm. How weird is it seeing Obi out there? Obi hit a couple threes against us, did his fucking that patented between the legs tomahawk slam.
That showboating motherfucker. I was wishing that dunk.
He did that in the last game, too, against Milwaukee, and he missed it.
Yep.
Did you see that?
Yeah. Well, I heard about it. I didn't see that.
So.
I know. When it happened, I was like, fuck him. Such, fuck you. But when he was a Knick, I would be flipping out, you know?
Yeah. But we when he was a Knick, we really didn't have much else going for us, at least not his rookie season with the Knicks. So when you saw something like that, it's like, all right, we're seeing something special here on the Knicks floor. But no, this team's all business. Get that fucking shit out of here.
When he did that, I don't know what the score was, but I was like, that should be the fucking turning point. If I'm the Knicks and I see him, that fucking former Knick, go between his legs in the playoffs against us and then smiling and laughing after it. Fuck you, Obi.
Yep.
Fuck you. Neesmith had that ridiculous dunk, by the way. That was
that was nice over Mitch.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like so anticipating a Mitch block right there, and then somehow he snuck it through and dunked it. That was crazy.
They're
fucking super athletic and fun to watch.
They said they're the second youngest team in the league behind OKC, which I didn't realize. I mean, you know, this is different than the Sixer team of all those veterans, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. It's a good matchup.
All right. Play the next voicemail we got, Blandy. That's the one with the random numbers. It's a phone number on there.
Fucking go, New York Knicks, baby. It's Darian. I'm just fucking so hyped right now. I had to go outside, smoke a joint, and just revel in this, man. I just can't believe what I'm watching here. Fourth consecutive 40-point game. Josh Hart being a fucking beast. 13 rebounds. Yeah, I've never seen a team that just plays so well together like this. Like, if you don't like, I don't care if you're not a Knicks fan. If you don't like that kind of basketball, then you just don't like basketball. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just so happy. All of this to say, I wonder how Randall is doing. I mean, is he even at the games? Like, I don't know.
Was
they
that
don't
game
really
six?
Show him on TV.
He wasn't the last one, yeah.
Anyway, just incredible, guys. Just super happy, guys. Let's go, Knicks.
Look, is Randall happy for this team? Of course he is. Is it killing him inside that he's not on the court?
Be.
Yeah, I mean, it kills him when he misses regular season games. He wants to be out there. He always wanted to be out there. That's his DNA. You know, he takes pride in trying to get through an 82-game season, you know, without taking games off whenever he can. So the fact that he's not out there with this team and this playoff run, it's gotta kill him when that injury happened, the fact that he couldn't come back from it for this season.
Yeah, because we don't have Randall, because Bogdanovich went down, it's going to literally take 40 points every night for the Knicks to keep advancing in the playoffs. It really is.
40 minutes.
It's
40
points.
40 points. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. 40 points. And 40 minutes from every player.
Jalen Brunson, I mean, he's like, no joke, he really needs to score 40 points a game.
Yeah.
Well, what
and
do we
where
get
else
minutes
is their scoring coming from?
Look, even if you look at the minutes, Precious played 4 minutes and change. Even McBride, for the second game in a row, he only played a little over 10. That's not even like 20 minutes in the last two games. Even Mitch only played like 11 minutes in this game. That's it. So it was basically like five of them. It was the starting five, and that's pretty much it.
Well, like Mitch looked so good against Embiid because Embiid was fucking hobbled, and Mitch was not hobbled as much. But against the fucking Pacers, he did not look good. Did not look good.
And Hartenstein gives us offense that Mitch doesn't. you know?
Yeah, I mean, big time. Big time offense. I mean, he's almost... Yeah,
I mean, he can fucking hit full court shots, you know? Now, suddenly.
That was big, though, man. I mean, what a big difference to go into the half down six and not down nine. That's big.
That was the other time they fucked up the score. It was, they said it was like down three at that point, I think.
With Hartenstein, by the way, and I noticed this
the big
at
dummy.
The start of the postseason. I don't because think about how much Hartenstein would argue with the refs, not like up in their face, but like always act like complaining about every foul call. He does not do that ever anymore. Not since the Sixers series. He never argues about
the Sixers series.
You mean the entire?
Throughout the not since the start of the Sixers series. And it started with guarding Embiid and basically understanding that, look, he's not going to get a call against Embiid, but it went beyond that. No matter what happens, no matter when he gets a foul called against him, he doesn't argue at all. He doesn't throw his hands up in the air. He doesn't like over exaggerate, you know, rolling of his eyes. He just shuts up and he plays ball. He knows that there's nothing they can do about it. But I noticed a deliberate shift in that type of attitude from him for the last seven games, at least.
Not since the Sixers series.
The start of the Sixers series, okay? I can't make a fucking mistake.
I don't know if
Flanderson, do me a favor. Shut your face.
Well, since we're talking about the Sixers series, why don't we just play
the other voicemails?
The two voicemails that we had from last week, because they came in right after we recorded. And we can continue talking a little bit about the playoffs in general.
Fuck yeah. On to Indy, guys. Love it. Toad to pay. What a fucking game. What a series, man. And this team, just no quit, you know. Learn from their mistakes. Never give in. Love it. Fucking love it. That was so awesome. There's a great picture on of that slam dunk of OG over Embiid. It's just like a big middle finger. So super psyched. Can't wait to hear your guys' reaction to it. And it's a Hard Knicks life. Don't pay out.
And then I think we had Ralph who played the other one. See who this one's from.
Next win. Knicks beat those pesky Bucks. No, not Bucks. What the heck? 76ers.
Ralph.
And advance to the Eastern Conference semifinals. Boy, what a great game it was. Oh, my God. Just amazing. That was a tough series. Glad we got through it. Catch you all on the podcast. Goodbye.
So going into tonight, what was Jalen averaging? 35.5 a game through the playoffs? And, and Barry, you said that Who ranked him number 14?
ESPN. Knicks Muse on Twitter put out this thing that showed that ESPN had done like a ranking based on a whole bunch of numbers that had him, Brunson, rated as the 14th best player so far in the playoffs.
And who's ahead of him?
Is that possible?
Who's ahead of him on the list?
By the LeBron way, so tonight was ahead of him.
So tonight he scored Anthony 43. Davis was so ahead of him. Just going up. Anthony Davis and LeBron.
They were they were basically everybody.
How
was
many
ahead
wins
of them.
Did they? How many wins did they have?
Let's see if we can find it. Knicks, what is it? Knicks Muse.
One.
Where is it?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's absolutely asinine, is what it is. I mean, it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. It's just like a massive list of people in front of him. I can't find it right away.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, if you had told me to have it ready, I would have had it ready, but I didn't. Plus, Knicks Muse, it looks like he tweeted about 5,000 times during the course of the game. Oh, here it is. I got it. You want the people in front of him?
Yeah.
Yes, Jokic, Anthony Edwards, LeBron, Kyrie, Derek White.
Hold on. Is this in order?
Yes, this is in order.
From what, 13 up to 1 or 1
no,
to 13?
No, 1 to 20. 1 to 20.
Wait, so Jokic?
Jokic 1, then Ant Edwards, then LeBron, then Kyrie, Derek
White. How's LeBron 3?
Who the fuck knows? Joel Embiid, Anthony
Derek
Davis.
Derek White? Joel Embiid?
Uh-huh. AD. Jalen Williams, the good one. SGA. Michael Porter Jr., Tatum, Doncic.
Michael Porter Jr.?
Harden,
shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear it anymore. This isn't legit.
I'm just telling you.
How could Derek White be ranked higher than Jalen Brunson?
What are you talking about?
I'm just telling. This is for. I didn't make it up. You're lying to us.
You're lying to us.
I'm not lying to you. It looks like it's based on a whole bunch of things: BPM wins, win shares, PER wins.
Consensus wins, Raptor wins. Based on advanced statistics?
Yes. Based on all these.
Well, that changes things.
Doesn't make any sense.
I don't see how that changes anything. I mean, the guy's scoring 40 every freaking night. It's stupid. All you got to do is look at it with your eyes, and you know that he had a better postseason than, you know, than Anthony
Davis.
He just did something.
He's having a better postseason than LeBron ever fucking had. Ever.
I mean, LeBron never scored 40 games in a row.
This guy's the fucking GOAT. He's been here for 2 years.
44 games in a row.
Take that.
He's legitimately the greatest Knick ever. Already. I'm not even fucking joking.
I mean, I wouldn't laugh like Blandy did just there.
Who's better? I'll listen to you.
What are you talking about?
I'll listen.
Who's better?
What are you talking? What?
Well, come on, boy.
Let him win a trophy.
How about he wins a couple of championships? He's not Clyde. He's not Clyde. Please.
I don't know. I don't know if he's Clyde, and you don't either. Like, let's not pretend like you watched him.
He's not Clyde.
How many more seasons of this do you need before you say he's Patrick?
He's Patrick.
Or has he already surpassed Patrick?
No, I don't.
He's surpassed Patrick.
No, he has not. What are you talking about? You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind.
No, I'm not. He surpassed Patrick in my mind.
What if his career ended now, though, Craig?
Well, that's different. Come on.
Okay.
Did you hear?
You're assuming he's going to stay on a, you know.
No, I mean, on the same trajectory.
Charles Oakley actually said the other day that he is better than Patrick Ewing. And Mark Jackson was like, Charles Oakley's a fucking
In my opinion, he's playing better than Ewing did when he was playing at his best for the Knicks.
I agree. This season, compare that to any Patrick Ewing season.
I'm not going to pretend like I know what Walt Frazier played like. I don't know. Walt Frazier thinks he's the greatest Knick to ever play. I don't know. All I know is since I've been alive, this
can be in the conversation. What Knick had the best season ever? And this would be in the running. This 2023-2024 Jalen Brunson season.
How many
other Knicks have been fourth in the league in scoring, leading the entire league in scoring in the playoffs? 4 40-point games in a row, carrying a fucking team on his back that literally has no other offensive threat, really.
Finishing in second place.
I'm willing to call him right now the second best point guard in the history of the franchise.
But that's fine, and I respect that, but you're literally going off of nothing that you really know about.
Well, listen, I never saw Clyde play, obviously, other than in clips, but Clyde is considered the greatest player in franchise
history.
But you can't
compare the two. You've never seen Frazier.
Right, but he also led them to two championships. If Brunson can do that, then maybe we can talk. Then it's fair to have that debate. If he leads us to a couple of championships,
I don't think he needs to lead them to championships to be the greatest Knick ever.
Right, but he's going to have to have more seasons like this.
I mean, I consider Ewing the greatest Knick ever. Maybe that's because I didn't see Frazier. There is debate that people think Ewing is the greatest Knick ever, but he didn't lead them to championships. You know, and that's a pretty common thought.
It's more on John Starks, though, than it is on Patrick Ewing.
Do you think Frazier is the greatest Knick ever?
I think most people consider him to be. I mean, I don't.
Gotcha.
I mean, for me, from what I've seen, it's Patrick. But that's because I grew up with Patrick. Like, you know, the three of us grew up with him. So I don't know. I know that it's basically those two. Correct, right? Wouldn't most people say it's one of those two? And it all probably just depends on what generation of Knicks fan you are.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know. You can just compare stats if you want. But have we got any other? Are we doing news tonight, Blandy?
No, I didn't have any new, what news. The playoffs are going on.
Yeah, cool. Why don't you give us? I mean, it's going to be over by the time this comes out, but I mean, it should be said Denver is down by 23.
Yeah, Minnesota's
at the end of
this, ass,
at the end of the first half. They could potentially go down 0-2.
It's 33 points. Yeah, it's bad.
If there's one other player I've truly enjoyed watching in the playoffs, it's Anthony Edwards. He's so much fun to fucking watch. What's he doing right now? Is this all him pretty much?
Let's see. No, I know Karl Anthony Towns was having a big game because Rudy Gobert sat.
So again, this is like there's a minute left to go in the first half. Karl Anthony Towns has 20 points, 5 boards. Anthony Edwards has 14 points.
Yeah.
5 of 8 from the field.
And the Nuggets, Aaron Gordon's got 15, and after that, nobody's got more than 6. Jokic isn't playing well. Jamal Murray's 1 of 10.
Wow.
I mean, that'll be big if they go up 2-0 in Denver.
Clearly,
they're not afraid of Denver at all.
Anthony Edwards, I don't think, is afraid of anybody.
No.
Been a lot of Anthony Edwards, Michael Jordan talk lately, if you've heard any of that. And he said the other day, today I think it was, he said, stop comparing me to Jordan. I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, there was talk of that during the regular season, just with glimpses of stuff that he was doing.
Well, in game one, towards the end of the game, he had that turnaround shot that was at the very end of the fourth quarter that was fucking...
The nail in the coffin.
But that was Michael Jordan-esque when I saw that. All right, let's check to see if we have any voicemails. Any final words, Barry? I know we're just trying to sneak in more podcasts after games. I don't know if I would have done tonight if we lost, Barry, because Barry wanted to do it either way. I don't fucking feel like doing a podcast after every game, but that felt so good, Blandy. So good.
Wow. This feels so good. This feels so good, man.
Wow.
Where are you, DJ? Fucking call in after a big win. Are you watching the playoff games out there in Germany? What's going on?
It's probably 5 o'clock in the morning for him. 6 o'clock in the morning.
We need some British accents or German accents for Blandy.
What about Derek? Derek needs to call in. Whatever that happened to Abu Shaki?
I was thinking about Abu Shaki today. Yep.
Made you think of Abu Shaki just during the day, randomly?
You know what? I'll tell you.
That's gotta make Abu Shaki feel good. Why did you just play a sexy time?
Why was he thinking of Abu Shaki?
Maybe
sexy time.
No, I'll tell you why. Listening to the radio, and there was a caller, and it had a very similar accent to Abu Shaki. It wasn't Abu Shaki, but it reminded me of Abu Shaki. And I said, where the fuck? He would call when this team was sucking. He would call about Evan Fournier.
Yeah.
And now here's a team. I'm sure he's not, you know, couldn't be more prouder of this team. And where is he? I hope he's okay.
Maybe he's like Dickie. Maybe he died.
Dickie got super religious, but he can't even.
Found religion.
Well, but maybe Dickie did die. How do you go from being such a big fan to not?
He found religion.
When's the next game, guys? Wednesday?
Wednesday night. And you know who's going to be on the call? We said it about 20 times.
Who?
Reggie Miller.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Oh, fuck me.
Yep. Great.
There were many times I wanted to mute the game tonight. Many.
MSG is done for the season, right? Correct?
Yeah. Cool. Yep.
I do think it would be remiss if I didn't mention how I did have the opportunity to get tickets again tonight. And Barry was like, I'll pass.
Hold on. Why didn't you ask me?
There weren't free tickets, bro.
Craig.
There weren't free tickets.
Can you call me? I don't do texting during the day.
They had Garden Deck again, but those were like $100 more a piece, but then $199 a piece for in the 300s, which, you know, it's the 300s, but still.
I mean, I don't know that I would. What was the price for the Garden deck? 300?
It was like 350 this time.
That's crazy.
Instead of like the 250 that I paid.
And do you think that's worth it? Since you'd
have to eat a lot of food for it to make it worth it.
I mean, if you know the Knicks are going to score, if you know the Knicks are going to score, you know, 5 points in 25 seconds, or
is it good food? You were showing photos. When you were at the game, you were showing photos, and honestly, it looked like Halloween candy.
No.
Was there good food?
No, they had everything. I zoomed in. Craig.
There was a whole section of candy. It was bagged, regular popcorn, bagged popcorn, chips, all kinds of little mini chocolate bars that you could
Who cares about that?
Right. But then they had like Twinkies and dreidels and Hostess cupcakes. Yes,
holy shit. As many Twinkies as you want.
That's the crap food, yes. But then they had as many cheeseburgers as you wanted. They had ravioli.
Hold on, stop. Is it the good cheeseburgers at the Garden?
Yes, it was delicious. It was all greasy and spectacular.
It's the ones that you buy. It's not like a cafeteria cheeseburger.
No, this was a... Okay. Prime rib sliders they had.
And you just walk up and take it.
Yes, as many times as you want. And then at halftime, they got rid of all that, and then they brought out dessert along with the with all the candy that they
had. Hold on. Oh, and he talked about like all the different desserts.
What other food did they have? All I've heard is burgers and prime
food. How much are you going to eat?
There was cheeseburgers.
That's just two things.
All right, hold on.
All right, cheeseburgers, you said that.
Cheeseburgers ravioli. And hot dogs. Ravioli. They had halibut. Then they had
ravioli.
Ravioli.
What do you mean halibut?
Tyrese halibut.
They had halibut.
Chinese halibut?
No.
I said Tyrese halibut.
Oh. Because they had what is halibut. Chinese halibut?
They had sushi. And they had sushi. Prime rib sliders along with a cheese platter and then salads too.
Craig, what else do you want? That's a huge spread.
As much as you want.
No, that's pretty good. Yeah. I didn't know all that.
Yeah. And then at halftime, all that went away. The candy stayed out, and then they brought out all the dessert, which was multiple kinds of cheesecakes, cherry pies, pecan pies, a bunch of other stuff, too.
Like mini desserts?
Yeah, like, you know.
How are you watching? I would not be able to watch the game like that. Are you getting... I can't... You're focused on getting food?
I would bring it all back to the seat, and then you sit there and you eat, you know?
While you're watching the game.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that. Too nervous. Well, I had diarrhea twice during the fourth quarter tonight.
Oh, no.
To run upstairs from my basement, because I kept watching the game tonight from my basement, the same position I was in for game six, leaning, standing the whole time.
Woo! Well, that's not good.
No, so I don't know what would happen if I was eating all that shit at the Garden and I just paid. Because I would do the same thing where you pay $350 for it and I'd be like, I gotta eat at least like three cheeseburgers.
Exactly.
Well, Wednesday night, we're the only game on TV, the only game on in the NBA that night.
What if I get that?
It's an 8 o'clock start.
What if that deal comes along again on Wednesday night? What are you thinking?
On Wednesday night?
Even if it's just $199 for the 300 section.
No.
I'm telling you, like, if you can get a hold of me, I might take you up on it because I'm already in the city. So that's easy. I didn't see your text until, like, hours later.
Oh, Barry right away was like, no, I'm good. I don't know. I mean, it's the playoffs,
I'm a little nervous because they would probably lose and then I'd blame it on me going. So I don't know if Wednesday is the night to go because it's a crucial game. You got to maintain home court there.
Right, but if I went with you, I've already been to one and they won.
I don't know that would
be. And then let's say, God willing, they go to the ECFs. You're going to go to a game there too?
Oh, me? I'd love to.
Oh, then.
If I could, even though it'd be even more expensive, I'm sure.
Oh, the game Wednesday is at 8. That's good. Sunday, 3:30 game. Oof. All right. Well, that's going to do for today's show, guys.
Isn't Sunday Mother's Day?
Sunday's Mother's Day, yeah. Well, sorry.
Fuck.
Sorry, moms and wives. You're fucking going to have to suffer with us all. Us assholes watching the Knicks game from 3:30 to 6. Sorry, you got the kids. I'm going into my basement to stand in the same spot for 3 hours.
To see the Knicks clinch the Eastern Conference Finals appearance.
Sorry. That's a good... I have to go...
Is that your prediction, Craig? Are you predicting a sweep?
No.
Oh.
Not predicting anything.
You'd have to be crazy.
Or I thought you'd have to be Craig.
All I know, yeah, I mean, trust me, I wanted to say, yeah, absolutely there, but I always think back to last year's Miami series when we were up in the first quarter. Who was I there? Was I there with either one of you?
No.
Not me.
At the game?
I went to that game with someone.
No, I didn't go. I didn't.
Weren't you at a game in Miami?
No, not a Nick game. I was talking so much. So it was the first game. We were winning nicely in the first quarter. I was so confident. There were these Miami fans a couple rows up. I was screaming so much shit talking to them because they were standing a lot. I was telling them to sit the fuck down. After the first quarter, I was like, yeah, it's going to be just like the first round, just like Atlanta. Fuck the Heat. And they went on to win that game.
You mean just like Cleveland?
Just like Cleveland, sorry. It was not good. All right, guys, until next time, which is... it's up to Barry, game two.
We'll see.
We'll see about that. Until next time, it is a hard
Knicks
life.
Next win! Next win! Next win!
It's a hard Knicks life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.